Have you heard about Cell AED? It's the world's first mini personal defibrillator. You can keep it at home, the office, or even in your sports bag. Cell AED is game-changing technology that you can use if someone has sudden cardiac arrest, which can affect anyone from kids on the sporting field to adults at home. Sudden cardiac arrest happens suddenly with no warning. You only have minutes to get the defibrillator on the person affected. That's where Cell AED comes in. You can help save the life of someone you love. Every home should have a Cell AED. It's really a lifesaver. Learn more at cellaed.io. That's cellaed.io. Hello and welcome to Afternoon Sport. I'm your host, Shane Lee. It's the 3rd of November, 2023. And on the show today, a guy who's a very good mate of mine. He played cricket in his junior days with my good self, but he went on to play 177 first grade games for the St. George Dragons and the Balmain Tigers. Welcome, Corey Pearson.
Thanks for having me, S. Lee.
Now we're going to start, Corey, with a bit of cricket overnight. India took on, I was going to say, the might of Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka all out for 55, Corey.
Yes, interesting times, especially now that Australia got the big game tomorrow against England. I noticed that Kohli got another 98, and I think that takes him up to about 48 one-day international hundreds, if I'm right.
Yeah, he's trying to definitely go past the great Sachin Tendulkar, and I know that'll be a big moment for him. Stuart McGill, it always sounds like Stuart McGill when I say his name. He scored a brilliant 92. Brett Kohli, as you said, in the 90s. Sharaz also scored 82. But then Sri Lanka have just had a really poor tournament, capitulated. Shami took 5 for 18 again, his second 5 for this World Cup. And Sharaz took 3 for 16, mate. So all over. India now 7 for 7. You have to say, Corey, they're dead set favourites.
You would think so, mate. But I tell you what, it's an interesting circumstances with Australia. You know, losing their first game or two and reminds me of around your era, mate, the World Cup with you guys where you come from nowhere and took out the title. So
yeah. Well, mate, just on that, and we'll look at a couple of other games that have happened in the last week also. But you mentioned before England takes on Australia. England currently sitting 10th. The current champions are last. They've played 7 matches and won 1. That's a big game for the Australians. But overnight, Glenn Maxwell apparently fell off his golf cart and got concussion.
There wasn't a game of skins involved, was it? But they'll kick out the ball from under the tree.
Well, there's a rumour going around, and this is only a rumour, so I'm not saying this is fact, but Mitchell Marsh has gone home for personal reasons. Some are saying that those two may have got into an altercation. I don't know. I'm not saying that is the case, but it seems a bit ironic that he's gone home. And none of the players are saying they actually saw Maxwell fall off the cart. They're saying he allegedly hit his head.
Might have been the old Perth fair go.
He might have been cheating, you reckon? Mate, some other games over the last week. South Africa, who absolutely smashed New Zealand. They scored 4 for 357. Rassen van der Dusen, 133. And Quinton de Kock, who is the leading run scorer for this tournament so far, scored his third 100 with 114.
Yes, mate.
Super player, isn't he?
Super player, unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, David Miller chipped in with 53. And they, once again, they were too good, bowling New Zealand out for 167. The other game was quite close. Bangladesh, who played fairly well this tournament. Pakistan just getting home there, 3 down. Interesting. But if you look at the Rugby World Cup, Corey, I know you're not a huge fan of rugby, are you?
Oh, look, I was in Melbourne on the weekend, and I got up early and I went down to the sports bar at 6 o'clock and might have even had a little Sharpie down there while I was watching the second half. And that's AM. But just the way they play, the ruck them all. And, you know, they got a back line set. And every time they went wide, and this is with New Zealand, they were one player down. Every time they went to their 5-8 and their wingers, they looked threatening. But for some reason, they kept it in tight. And just their game plan just surprises me.
Yeah, well, mate, South Africa getting up by 1 point. It was their third 1-point game in a row. We spoke about on the show last week thinking, can South Africa, with only a 7-day turnaround, bounce back from that really hard semi-final and the quarterfinal before? They're a very, very physical team, and they did that, and I think they were deserved winners back-to-back now.
I think so, and even on to Australia. I mean, what a disappointing tournament, and it's interesting to see what's happened there. It's they made the tough decision. Got Eddie Jones in, who's a great coach, obviously, with his record. He's made the tough decision to move some of the senior players on. So the hard work's done.
Mm.
And to see what's happened after the tournament, it'd be interesting to see what the wash-up is of that, because as I say, made the tough decisions, and now it's time to build, and they've moved him on. So interesting stuff.
Yeah, we'll see what happens then. That's going to do a full sort of review of the team and the coaching panel, and Mr. War has got some work to do now as the new CEO. He's gonna be on the pump for the next few months, I'd say.
Well, I think exactly right, mate. So yeah, and the chairman there as well. So the guys that appointed Jones, Jones, as I say, has got a track record. He knows what he's doing. So yeah. Somebody's got to put their hand up.
He says mate a lot, doesn't he? Mate.
Mate.
Anyway.
Mate, he does.
We'll finish with a bit of a team that has a huge following in Australia at the moment, following their success in the Women's Football World Cup, the Matildas. They're on a charge to go to the Olympics, and you have to say right now, they looks like they're going to be there. They beat Iran 2-0. Then they took on the Philippines, and it was an absolute whitewash there, 8-0 to them. And then we took on Chinese Taipei. Mary Fowler scoring a cracking goal from out wide, smashed the ball in the back of net. They won 3-0 against them.
Yeah, they're on fire, mate. Haven't they taken the nation? We'll add an interest to soccer and women's sport, which is fantastic.
Yeah, 3 sellout stadiums over there in Perth. So well done to the Matildas. And I think Mary Fowler might have found a new boyfriend from rugby league. I don't know. Is there a rumor going around?
Well, I'm only going by the papers, but Nathan Cleary will travel. Will travel. 4.5 hours on a flight.
Well, they call her.
That's keen.
They call her the butterfly, mate. And she's, I tell you what, they are great ambassadors for women's sport and for sport in general. Well, that's it, Corey. Mate, thanks for coming on the show. Sweet, nice and simple and sweet here, mate. We're up here in the beautiful Foster on the north coast of New South Wales. We've got a boys' weekend, plenty of golf, plenty of drinking.
We might have to sample those Wallace Lake oysters too, I think, Shane.
Yeah, let's do that. Well, thanks, guys. Then thanks to our sponsors, Sell AED and the Osha Group. We'll be back next week with some more sport. That's Sport with Thought on Afternoon Sport. We'll see you then, guys. Take care.
If you're ready for your next thoroughbred racing adventure, then join the Osha Group. They exceed expectations on what racehorse ownership should look like. Australia's racing industry is enjoying unprecedented growth. Through a strategic, well-managed and data-driven approach, there is now a very real opportunity to build a profitable and sustainable thoroughbred portfolio. Find the Osha Group online at theoshagroup.com.